Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, standing by, our friend from the NHL on TNT, Liam McHugh. Liam, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on, buddy?
I'm doing great. How you doing? This postseason has been phenomenal for the NHL.
It's been nonstop. You get five game sevens in the first round and then followed up with the madness that we've seen here and the greatest players playing at levels that they haven't reached, like Connor McDavid. And then we get a game one where it's just like a 60-minute adrenaline rush and everybody's just like shaking afterwards. I don't know. This is it's been wild. And I'm just waiting to see what happens in game two now. But
how do you figure a young Rangers team that hasn't been here putting a sixth spot on Vasilevsky last night?
Very unexpected. But I think I liked what John Cooper said after, which is he's like, you know, they're not here by fluke. And I think you start picking up confidence as you go. And the Rangers now have that confidence. They have talent. They have, you know, the best goaltender from the regular season. There's a lot working for them. I would say this. I know John Cooper said that they're not here by fluke. I think you can look at it two ways. I think you can look at it both the fact that the Rangers are lucky to be where they are, because they are. You know, it wasn't exactly a murderer's role of goaltending that they faced to get here. Louis Domingue, Casey DeSmith, Antti Raanta, Pyotr Tkachenkov for a little bit. You know, it's not exactly Patrick Waugh and Marty Brodeur that they faced to get here. I think a little lucky to get here, but at the same time, now that they're there, dangerous. A really dangerous team. A lot of talent, maybe a couple of years ahead of schedule. The test now is what the test is always against Tampa. Can you beat them back-to-back? Because over the last 2 years, with Vasilevsky in net for Tampa, that doesn't happen. He shuts it down. After a loss, he wins, and there's no questions asked. So that's really the curiosity going into game two.
How historically impressive is it that this Lightning team simply does not lose back-to-back nights in the postseason?
It's amazing. I mean, especially when you consider the amount of games that they have played over the last few years, under the circumstances in which they played them, dealing with injury, dealing with illness, going through COVID, playing in the bubble, dealing with the mental drain that experience had on people, especially the players who really struggled in that environment. The fact that they come back and bounce back every single time, and that they're not in a situation where they're like, you know what, we've made history, we've won a couple, or we've won one, a few of us are going to the Hall of Fame. No, they get up, and what they do, and what's really cool about this team is they have world-class talent. They have players that are going to, you know, have their numbers retired and go to the Hall of Fame. And those players will come out and throw themselves in front of 90-mile-an-hour shots and block shots. It's not just an all-star exhibition. They'll go out there and make hits and take hits to make a play. And that's the difference. John Cooper gets his guys motivated in a way that's really remarkable. And it's a special team that people need to really understand that this is as close as we've seen to a dynasty in a very long time.
Liam McHugh from the NHL on TNT joining us. Last night, the Rangers getting game one 6-2 over the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Lightning. Oilers and Avalanche out west. Avs got game one 8-6. And can't take your eye off of Connor McDavid. Obviously, he's a superstar in a galaxy of stars. He might be the brightest star. What has this run taught you, told you, shown you about McDavid and where he's at in terms of superstardom?
He is a rare hockey player where, let's be honest, you play, you know, just over a third of the game. And that's the difference in hockey. When people are like, oh, why can't a superstar hockey player just take over a game the way LeBron or Jordan or Steph Curry takes over a game? Those guys are on the court the entire time. They have the ball the entire time. That's just not the case. Hockey is a different sport. He is the rare hockey player who, in that limited amount of time, can completely alter the course of a game, can completely alter the course of a series. And he had moments late in that first round against LA and then all through the Calgary series. He had moments where he basically said, I don't care what's happening in this game or this series. I'm not letting us lose. Get me the puck. I'm going to make something magical occur. And then he just went out and did it. I look at him right now, and listen, I've covered every single sport out there. This is not just like, you know, Joey Hockey trying to say, love my sport and love these players. You're either going to like it or you're not. But he right now, in terms of pure talent, I think he is as talented at his sport or more talented than any athlete in the world right now is at their particular chosen sport.
Really?
He is that good. This is Messi. This is LeBron. He is that talented. And the cool thing is, I don't think you have to know a lot about hockey to watch the puck drop, see a bunch of pros out there and say, whoa, who's that guy who's playing faster than everyone with more skill than anyone?
Mm. What looked to be icing of the series with that ridiculous end-to-end goal in St. Louis didn't quite do that, but he is just outrageous to watch. Right now, Colorado leads 1-0. They come into tonight, game number 2 in the series, up 1-0. Okay, so on to the other side of this, the Edmonton Oilers. A lot of questions surround their goaltender. Can the Oilers, in your estimation, win a cup if Mike Smith is their goalie?
Yes, they can. And the funny thing is, we don't even know if Mike Smith's going to start tonight. I think he's going to. And Mike Smith he's 40 years old. He's been doing this a long time. He is beloved in that locker room. And yes, he is an adventure out there. You know, he's fun to watch because the simple saves, he's all in on. Like he's sprawled out on the ice and making crazy plays. And he puts himself in strange and precarious situations because he's playing the puck so much. But when he's locked in, he's also very good. And because he's got that experience, Mike Smith is able to take the last loss and it's gone. Like he's erased it. He's not dwelling on it at all. I think they can win with him, but I also think they're a special team that can score 6-7 goals a night, and you may need that at times with Mike Smith. I don't think going to Koskinen is any kind of an upgrade. They can win with him. I don't know that they do. I do like the Avs to win this series, but I actually am starting to believe, and I did not early on believe that they could win with Mike Smith, and I certainly didn't feel like that during the regular season. But if you actually look back, if you look back at the last month of the regular season through right now, and really just take pure numbers into account, he's one of the three or four best goalies during that entire stretch, and it's a significant chunk of time now. So you can, and I think the cool thing, like I said, Mike Smith doesn't care what happened, game one. He doesn't care that he got pulled. He doesn't care. It's no different than a 1-0 loss. He's moved on.
Okay. Liam McHugh, NHL on TNT, joining us. And I got to say that the coverage TNT provides has been phenomenal. This has been year one. ESPN obviously taking over the other half of the NHL broadcast rights as well. And ratings are up. You guys are really, really putting good numbers together for this entire postseason. Where do you think the renewed interest has come from? Storylines, action, or does it have to do with the presentation and maybe the availability in some households of TNT and ESPN?
I don't think there's any doubt that availability has to come into play. It does. I like to think that people are tuning in purely for our show.
Sure, yeah.
It would be wonderful if that's the case. I think at this point, I'm just happy if they've tuned in and then when they've decided now to tune into the pregame and also not change the channel during the intermissions.
Uh-huh.
That would please me. I think there's something to be said about the fact that I'm here in the Western Conference Final. We're talking about the Oilers, and two seats to my right is Wayne Gretzky, the greatest player who ever played. And if you see a helter-skelter period of hockey like we saw in Game 2, where guys are going up and down the ice, and it's riveting and it's sort of mind-blowing, and you know that, hey, in a minute, Wayne Gretzky's going to tell me what he thinks about this, I'll stick around. I'll watch that. And I think that helps. But I also believe that, you know, I think we've done a nice job of presenting not just the big market teams, you know, and I think there's reason to present big market teams because you know you're guaranteed to get decent ratings with that. But I think right now there is an interest in the Oilers because, you know, listen, no one's saying, hey, I'm just a huge fan of the city of Edmonton. I want to watch their hockey team. This is where the stars are. You have the best player in the world in McDavid. You have one of the five best players in the world in Dreisaitl. And I want to see them. I want to see, and I want to hear why these guys think they're so good. So I'm hoping there's a bit to do with the presentation, a lot probably do with the fact that TNT is available a lot of places, ESPN as well. And I think at TNT, we get to present the game, you know, with a looseness and a spontaneity and a joy that is never going to rival what they do with the NBA on TNT, but at least in some ways is feeling similar in terms of its vibe. You know, we love being there. We love hanging out with each other. And it does feel like, you know, five guys talking hockey. Just that one of them is Wayne Gretzky, and he's probably taking a private jet to the next game.
It's really good. You guys do a really, really good job. The broadcasts have been phenomenal. It's a really enjoyable watch. Liam McHugh anchors it all tonight. Game two, Avs and Oilers. Check it out on TNT tonight. Liam, always good to catch up, my man. Thanks so much. Enjoy game two tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, buddy.
You got it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.